Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture Podcast. This is sequel month, and I'm here with my sequel, Brad.
I'm like a worse version of you, Roger.
A smaller version.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, as we've established, I'm 4'3". Yeah.
You do have hair, though. I will give you that. You know?
I don't have long, flowing red hair like you used to have.
No.
Like the guy from The Mask.
Yeah,
that's right. Not the Jim Carrey mask. No. The deformed mask.
Cher was my mother.
Cher was your mother. How you been, Rog?
I'm good, man. I'm just ready to jump in and talk about Bullies and our high school days and all that kind of good stuff.
We're joined by producer Gary. Hello, producer Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing good. He's got his Mean Girls t-shirt on tonight. And so
No.
On Wednesdays, we wear...
I hate that I know the answer. That it's
pink. Oh, okay.
It's pink.
Yeah, good. I know. But you didn't watch the movie, did you?
Not this one. I've seen the first one. No. With what's her name? I think of her name.
What movie torture listeners don't know is Roger, Gary, and I call each other before the pod to find out what we're wearing so we know what we're wearing to the podcast episode.
Well, I mean, usually I'd be in my Hawaiian shirt, but, you know, I don't know. I've been missing it. It's been too cold.
He's lately. A big Lindsay Lohan fan, and he's a Lohan fan, and he's really sad that she's not in this movie.
Yeah. Was this after, like, she kind of went off the deep end?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, I don't know when that happened.
Yeah, it was a few years after this that she went nuts.
We should do a Lindsay Lohan month at Movie Torture where we watch just Lindsay Lohan movies.
I don't think I can think of that many of those. I can think of like two.
That voice you hear, though. First lady of Movie Torture, Hannah.
What's up?
In the house.
Yee.
She did a little yee yee.
No, it's yee yee.
What is that?
There's yee-yee. No tea.
No, there's no tea in there. Yee yee.
What is yee yee?
Some young people think that I don't even care.
Gary, you're a young man. You should know yee-yee.
You should know. Gary, why aren't you doing the yee-yees?
You're the youngest one on the pod, Gary.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't understand.
People don't really say this. I just say this. It's like yee-haw, but yee-yee.
Does Movie Torture Dad say yee-yee?
I hope
never heard it. That would be funny if he did drop a yee yee there.
He's like, yeah, I've been saying that for years, Brad. Why, how'd you miss that?
Like, I'm going to be like, we're recording Monday. Yee yee.
I feel like maybe I don't text it to you, but I text yee a lot in response to people.
I text woohoo. That's my move. Woohoo. Woo-hoo. Like, woohoo.
This reminds me of Mario.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah. Or the, what was that?
Text that to me. Back in 2021.
Yeah. What was the bear? Snuggles. Remember Snuggles the bear?
Who was Snuggles the bear?
Toilet paper. Is it toilet paper?
No, the Downing. Fabric softener.
Yeah.
He would always go, woo-hoo, or something like that.
We didn't have TV grown-ups.
Oh, my gosh. Hannah, you're like an old grandma that says, when I was your age, we would walk to school up a hill and
we didn't have to walk to school because schools were bad.
Schools were bad.
And we did learn that your principal was hooking up with your teacher.
More than likely. I can't say for sure, but I can assume.
Should we clarify that? We're just going to leave it there.
Well, let's just leave it there.
If they don't know, then they need to go back and listen to the other podcasts.
Yeah. Unless this one comes before the explanation.
I hope not. That gets the timeline all mixed up.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
Stay tuned for the riveting conclusion of Hannah's life.
Hannah saw Mama kissing Santa Claus.
It's not concluded yet, Brad.
Oh, yeah, that did sound like
it's pretty dark, Brad.
We're not killing you off yet, Hannah. We need you here. You're the only female that willingly wants to be a part of this podcast.
Hannah will not be here next season. We're writing her out of Movie Torture.
We're on chat GPT. How do we write Hannah off the show?
Oh my gosh.
Y'all gonna replace me with AI?
She's the only
one.
That's
cold.
She's the only one that we slip a snooze button to and she gets to show up at podcasts.
Old reference.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of sponsors, let me share the one for today.
I love sponsors, by the way, Raj. I love that people want to pay us to promote them on air.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to pay our help if it wasn't for the ads.
It's hard to pay zero. Yeah. But I have my Sequalis, so and it hasn't been on for 4 hours, so I'm good.
You guys are getting paid?
Sequalis sounds like Jay Quellen's sibling.
we get a check. You don't get one, Producer Gary?
Ain't got one yet.
No.
Only Roger and me and Movie Torture Dad collect any revenue from this podcast.
It's pretty rude.
Yeah, I mean, I've been producing it since the beginning. What the heck?
All since right, day one. Anyway, Roger.
Let's get back to the sponsors because they paid good money to be featured here. All right. Well, hey there, lonely souls wandering the vast and treacherous hallways of high school. Tired of being a solo act in the school of life? Well, do we have the solution for you? Introducing the Buddy Brew, the potion that turns you into a social wallflower and into the life of the party. Are you tired of feeling the third wheel in group projects? Does the cafeteria seem more like a deserted island than a social hotspot? Fear not. Buddy Brew is here to sprinkle a dash of friendship magic into your high school experience. Picture this. You walk into a lunchroom and suddenly your social status skyrockets faster than you can say awkward encounter. With Buddy Brew, you'll be high-fiving, fist-bumping, and sharing inside jokes in no time. But wait, there's more. Our patented formula includes a special blend of charisma, charm, and just a hint of teenage rebellion. You'll be so cool, people will think you're a walking Snapchat filter. And hey, shy guys and gals, don't worry. Buddy Brew is like your personal social wingman. Just take a sip and watch your social anxiety does a disappearing act. Poof. We're not done yet. Order now and we'll throw in a bonus potion, the instant icebreaker elixir. Need something to talk about? This potion guarantees you'll always have a fascinating story or a fun fact on hand. Act now and you'll be the talk of the town, the toast of the lockers, and the life of the high school party. Buddy Brew, because being popular is just one potion away.
Why couldn't this have been made when I was in high school?
It sounds like an ad for O'Doul's.
For what?
Fake beer?
Well, yeah, it just sounded like it's supposed to make you self-confident. Yeah, I needed that in high school. It just sounds like alcohol, to be honest. Gary. Are you sure?
Gary. Is this kid-friendly? It would have been way cooler if it just created an imaginary friend for you, but that the imaginary friend became real. Then you had a friend.
Do you remember the old My Buddy dolls?
My Buddy.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember
it was
like
a TV commercial.
We didn't see those.
You didn't. Your family would not let you have.
We really didn't have cable. We had it for a short amount of time when we were only allowed to watch Scooby-Doo, Texas Ranger, and... Warn us before you bring those.
Time, Brad.
Sorry, not really. That didn't sound like the My Buddy ad either.
There he goes, Gary, trying to take your position again.
That was not it.
That sounds like something from Disney Channel.
Yeah, I was trying to bring up the. We'll see.
So. My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes.
They're called buddy dolls?
My Buddy. Gary, did you have a kid sister doll or a My Buddy doll?
Bro, these are terrifying. My grandma had one of these.
What's more terrifying, Alf or My Buddy?
I didn't.
That's tough. Because with these striped shirts on these buddy dolls, they kind of look like Chucky.
I was going to say, this sounds like Chucky. It sounds like a good guy doll. It's Chucky.
Okay. Would you, though, Movie Torture Dad, if I come home as a child... And I'm like, I want this My Buddy doll.
This was for boys?
Yes. The boys for My Buddy, kid sister, would be for you. They
kid
want,
sister.
Kid sister is like a girl that needs a sister doll. But wouldn't you encourage me to hang out with real kids if I was dragging a doll around everywhere? They have this kid running out of a clubhouse. With his dog. Now, I would love to have had a clubhouse. That would have been nice.
Why did they make that seem like it was so popular? Like, that was a real thing. Like, there was no clubhouse when I was a kid. But they made it seem like people actually had those.
People had, like, yeah, clubhouses were cool, but I didn't know people that had a clubhouse.
I had a clubhouse. I took a we took a refrigerator box and turned it into a little clubhouse where I had to, you know, read my comic books and have all that. It was cool until it rained. Then there was no more clubhouse.
Did you ever make a clubhouse? Did you say you made it with a refrigerator box?
Yeah, refrigerator box.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
We had the coolest clubhouses / tree houses.
Your family let you have a clubhouse?
We weren't allowed to do much except go play outside. So, yeah, we made all kinds of things.
But what would your mother have said if you wanted a kid sister?
I had lots of dolls growing up. Now, when I was little, the thing was Bitty Babies and American Girl dolls. But I had like 12 at one point. I loved my dolls.
What would they have said if your brother wanted a My Buddy doll?
The closest thing they ever got to a doll was a ventriloquist dummy called Charlie.
I wanted to. I used to look in the catalogs at Christmas time, like the old Sears catalog, and they would have ventriloquist dummies in there, and I would circle it. Never got it, I think, because they thought it would be weird if I'm walking around with my doll going, "Let me eat food." And you know,
you can movie torture dad.
You could have had a Jeff Dunham on your hand. Be a billionaire family.
But I want, like, this kid's taking my buddy on his big wheel and cruising around. No. I feel like he's getting made fun of in Mean Girls. Yes. Like, he's definitely getting the swirly that we talked about on the Dumb and Dumber episode.
Yes.
100%.
Well, there's books that go with this.
The My Buddy thing?
I guess.
Anyway. Back to
Mean Girls 2.
That's what we're watching tonight. Mean Girls 2 or Mean Girls Dose.
Yeah, it was actually a TV movie, and it was on ABC Family in January 23rd in 2011.
This was a TV movie we watched?
Yeah, so we can't talk about how much the budget was in the box office or none of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, we've watched three TV movies or made for DVD movies.
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way 2, Mean Girls 2, and Sandlot
2.
2 or
Heading
3.
Home or something?
Heading Home.
Yeah, whichever one.
That okay. We'll figure out before this is up which one we like the most out of those three.
I wasn't on for any of those, I don't think.
So. Yeah, you don't have to worry. You didn't have to suffer through those, but Gary has Larry the Cable Guy. He's going through Larry the Cable Guy PTSD.
That was rough.
So here's a little more facts behind it. In 2011, American teen comedy television film Mean Girls 2 was directed by Melanie Mayron. I want to say moron, but it's
let's call her Melanie Moron for the fun.
And the film premiered on ABC Family. And then was released direct-to-video on February 1st. So it was on TV January 23rd, and it was direct-to-video on February 1st.
Is that a week? Did you say?
It premiered on ABC, and then a week later you could purchase it on DVD.
Yeah.
This said the movie was shot in 20 days.
I can believe it.
I would have said 10 the way this movie went. This is... You want me to do my synopsis?
Yee.
Okay, girl has dad who works for racing, goes to school, likes a dude who she thinks is the mean girl's boyfriend, but it's, spoiler alert, stepbrother. We're clueless in this thing.
Can Gary not back away when he yawns for
us? I know. You make it sound like we're boring you, yeah. Gary.
I'm working on it.
Then she basically like tortures her and comes up with like tortures the girl and she befriends a girl. She gets paid to be a friend of the richest girl in town, obviously. And the girl finds out, like always, then she turns the money back and that girl becomes homecoming queen. And that's basically the crappy movie. Mm-hmm. And Tim Meadows shows up, which I don't know what he did to deserve being in this movie. He's the only one from the original that shows up.
Yeah.
Like, they had to offer him $85 to be in this movie.
It's not like Tim Meadows has been in a blockbuster in a long time. So.
But why would you be in this movie?
Because you need a check. I mean,
money is money.
Yeah.
When did the original come out?
2004.
I went to the theater and saw that movie on a date, Hannah.
Did she break up with you right after?
The girl I was with, her mother had just passed away.
Bro, are you sure?
You can't, no.
There's a whole
that day.
No,
you that can't. Day. And I was like, you know what? We don't need to go to the funeral home. We're going to see Mean Girls right now. No,
okay, sometimes people come up with stories to get out of
kidding.
Dates.
So we went and saw Mean Girls and then went to her mother's funeral.
Are you being... I don't believe
no,
you.
No, I'm just not. Playing. No, it's not.
Did you have a date?
Yes, I didn't. Why would a guy go see this Mean Girls by himself?
That was going to be my question. It was like, she definitely wanted you to go with her.
I could see Brad like say, you know, trying to find somebody to go out on the date. And it's like, hey, this is the only way I'm going to get to go see Mean Girls. So I'm gonna take somebody out just so.
Oh, I would just go by myself today to watch. If I wanted to watch Mean Girls, I'd go by myself to watch it. I mean, Gary went by himself to watch Barbie. So
did you really?
No. No.
Your eyes got so big.
Because I wasn't expecting that, because it's a lie. Brad's a liar.
Barbie is on HBO Max now, though.
I saw that. They
so
keep
if we
want to
add
it.
That to Movie Torture, we could.
Ooh, I haven't watched it yet, so.
That's a romance. We could do that for February.
Is that a romance?
What is it?
What? Barbie I don't know. And I haven't
Ken?
Seen it.
I haven't seen it.
No, there was no romance in it.
It didn't
have you
sound
seen
like it?
It.
I have not seen it, but I was told there was no romance.
I haven't
in
seen
it.
Oh,
any
that's what
media
everybody
posts.
Says. They go, there wasn't. Have you seen it? No, I was told. I was told.
All I'm saying is I didn't see any social media posts about any romance.
Okay, so we can't add it to February then.
Nah, because like her and Ken, from what I've heard, that was purposely done so they wouldn't be like a couple.
It's like a feminist.
They
kind of
seemed
right?
like Roger, friends.
You seem to know a lot about Barbie.
My wife went to go see the movie.
And so she came back and gave you a full description.
Did she come on the show?
Oh, no, she wouldn't.
Our wives don't listen to this. Are you crazy, Hannah? You're the only female.
They don't need
that
to
listens.
Listen. They can just come record. They never have to listen to it.
I know at least one female that listens.
Yes.
Just for the record.
Gary's fourth wife.
Oh.
So we have two girls that listen now.
You're looking at it. You asked me who. Like, there's a lot that I know. I said one other, and
you
were like,
I'm sure
who
you
could
know
that
of
be?
Females.
I know females, not that listen to this podcast. Not many.
He knows okay.
one. I know.
You know females. I'm glad that you know females.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can find something original about this. About this.
Oh gosh, there's nothing.
It's
original.
Time for your minute synopsis.
I just did that.
Oh, you did.
Roger's too busy thinking about Barbie. He can't even control himself right now. Roger, it's time for you. What movie are we watching tonight? Are you going to give us a description?
Yeah,
what if we just kept going back and forth recycling?
Did we already hear from our sponsor?
Yeah, do we have a sponsor?
That. We did
okay.
that.
Did we make fun of producer Gary yet?
Oh, yeah. Probably. But you'll never stop doing that, so.
No.
We won't worry about that.
Okay, so this movie first, this is an hour and a half, but it felt... like 2 hours in this movie world.
Yeah.
It was long. It was brutally long to me.
So, like this in the beginning of the scene, they talk about her, the girl's dad, Joe's dad, and he rebuilds engines for NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
In his garage.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Who does that?
Nobody.
Maybe back in the Richard Petty days, but, you know.
Not in 2011.
Yeah, they actually have, like, you know, garages now.
And I love his neighbor. He's like, you're running a chop shop. I got cameras now. And I'm like, why does this guy even care? He's in the garage. It's not like he's the guy that has 18 cars in the grass, right? And... like, couldn't he go over and show his NASCAR ID to the guy and go, look, I build...
like, but that dude had nothing better to do with his time. He was retired. He didn't have a job.
Are you talking about Movie Torture Dad?
No, he's nice. He doesn't do crap
she
like
goes,
that.
He was old, retired, had nothing to do.
He didn't have anything better to do with his time. Movie Torture Dad does.
He sits in here and watches us record.
Yeah.
How is that not going to bump Hannah down in the rankings? Can we point that?
What? I didn't say anything bad about him. I said he's nice. I actually gave him a compliment.
Sure.
Try again, Gary.
This is definitely a sequel that no one wanted, right? No one was clamoring for this movie at all.
I don't know. They're clamoring for a third one, and it's coming out in 2024.
Wait, that's a remake, and it's a musical. I was talking to Roger about this today. It's Mean Girls, the musical.
Are we sure?
Yes, and I watched the preview for it, and it looks like a turd.
Well, it's probably geared towards...
If you're going to make a sequel, it needs to have Rachel McAdams in it. It needs to have Lindsay Lohan in it. And they need to have daughters now that are mean. That would be the go, right? And then Amy Poehler's the grandma who thinks she's still young, but she really looks old.
How old is that Lindsay Lohan now?
I mean, that's an easy sequel.
Tina Fey's in it.
Tina Fey was back. Now... Okay, is this supposed to be in the same school? It has to be the same school because Meadows is there, right?
I don't know.
He was in the original as the principal.
Oh, I'm talking about 2024.
Well, no, I'm talking about this movie here.
He's in 2024 as well.
Oh, my God. He's the only one that's been in every movie?
Yeah, John Hamm's in it.
John Hamm's in every movie, though.
Yeah.
But back to this movie though, before we get to the musical, where is Tina Fey? Did she leave the job here? Somebody needs to bring up that she's not teaching there anymore. Because it's the same school. It has to be. Or are we just following Tim Meadows to his new gig?
Maybe she quit.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch the first one, so.
What I'm pretty sure the new one's a musical. Pretty sure.
Yeah, it says comedy musical.
Who wants to watch a Mean Girls musical?
I wonder if they're going to choose the same types of actors. Because in the second one, most of these girls came from Disney Channel or Nickelodeon. And they were in Camp Rock and stuff like that. Which would explain their acting.
You're going in and out, Hannah.
Yeah. This cord is coming out or something.
You're talking about in the one we just watched?
Mm-hmm.
They were all Disney girls?
Yeah, it said most of them were on Disney Channel or Nickelodeon, and they were in Camp Rock, Waverly Place. And
have you ever seen Camp Rock or Waverly Place?
Not Camp Rock. I think we saw some of Waverly. Whenever we went on vacations, we would sneak in the bedroom and close the hotel door so we could watch Disney Channel because we weren't allowed to.
Sneaking to watch Disney Channel. I don't think I've ever heard that before. We got a sneak, Raj. We're going to watch Disney Channel. Because
if my dad found out, he wouldn't let us.
Well, it was magic stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you weren't allowed
to watch.
He just
didn't like Disney because of the whole follow your heart message. And, we can't have conversations. Just be like, yo, that's not what we do. But here, watch a movie anyways.
Roger's too busy sneaking and watching Barbie.
Now, let me ask you this, Brad. Because this won't pertain to the younger folks. Do you ever remember having cable and you didn't have HBO, but you could turn to the channel and it would have the sound in the background, but the picture would be distorted?
100%, yes.
Yeah. Late at night with mom and dad.
Every boy has that, yes. You turn it on and you're like, what's this movie coming on tonight?
Yeah.
And every now and then, you could get a glimpse.
Porky's Revenge.
The best part about Hannah's looking
Porky.
At me like...
Porky?
Porky's.
What? Porky's.
Yeah.
The best part of that is when they look through the peephole.
What?
Huh?
What?
Why are you in Porky's?
I don't know what Porky's is.
Oh, my gosh.
I keep saying the name.
Look it up, Hannah. Porky's was a movie from, 1980?
Early to mid-80s.
That's way before my time.
It doesn't sound good.
What? Your dad would not have allowed it, Hannah. You would not have been allowed to see Porky's.
Porky's, 1981.
They were rated R films, but they were meant for high school students.
Is it scary?
No.
Oh, so there's
all these pictures of
slight
people
nudity
screaming.
Or something?
Comedy/thriller.
Oh, there was nudity.
It's a thriller. It's not a thriller.
That's what it says. It says comedy/thriller.
You've seen Porky's, right? It is not a thriller.
I didn't call it that. I'm just reading what the Google says.
The peephole scene is probably the most famous Porky's scene, right? Wasn't Porky's like a restaurant?
That was a strip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, strip club?
Okay. I would never. sounds like a horrible strip club.
Or it does. What's like a...
We got... Wait, what did we talk about?
It was a booby bar.
Oh, what did we talk about? Fluffy. Was that with you, Hannah?
Or
was that
last week?
No. Or with, what is Fluffy? I'm scared.
As an adjective for a woman, like she looks fluffy.
That's a big girl. Like, that's a big girl. Like,
yeah, that's a big woman.
Right? That's a big girl. Swim.
Portly.
That's what you're talking
portly
about.
Portly right? And fluffy.
Portly.
Because I'll tell Chris and I about it. She's kind of portly. And I think that's worse than saying she's heavy.
I don't like seeing the people also watch on that Google search right there. I got to clear my history after that. That's I feel bad.
Producer Gary's fourth wife already has like a control over his phone. She can see everything he looks at.
No, well, I mean, she might listen to this podcast. I'm not doing that. We're not having that conversation.
So, Hannah, what's the better description for a woman? Fluffy or portly? Or neither. Porky? Porky.
Neither.
Porky.
If you had
not my type is what you say. Hey.
Here comes Porky.
Hmm? Stout. Oh, stout.
That no. If you were talking with a woman and you called her any one of these things, you would get a death stare.
But stout is a softball player. That's stout. Like, she's stout. Like,
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. No, not a baseball player.
That's like one of those power slap girls. They're stout. Like, they're just going to...
Power slap.
No.
What?
Y'all never seen the power slap?
Oh, that's amazing.
When the girls are slapping the crap out of each other?
I was watching it last night, and this girl knocked one out.
I wouldn't call those girls stout, though. Because stout, to me, is not, like, in the arms. It's in the...
Of these adjectives, what's the worst? Portly or fluffy?
Don't ever call them portly.
What is wrong with portly?
What is right with portly, Brad?
Brad, why would you? Why? No. Like, you've been married too long. You're just used to, like, I've got a woman. I don't need to worry about any of the rest of it.
But
you
I
don't
would
call
never,
a woman any of
saying.
Those.
So
my boyfriend never called me fluffy. I'd be like, you're single.
Okay, yeah. So I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé right now. I'm into it. My wife does not like it, but I watch it.
I like it with the no neck guy.
Oh, Ed.
Yes.
Ed. I'm doing no neck, listener. So, anyway, there's a couple on there. This guy's from Korea, and this girl's named Devin. And she's from Arkansas. And he has a nickname for her. He calls her Piggy.
Oh, no.
He does. And he's called her Piggy for 3 years. And she keeps telling him, hey, man, when you get to America, if you call me Piggy, it's offensive. Like, people are not going to, my dad's not going to hear you call me Piggy.
You said they were Korean? Or
he is. She's from Arkansas.
Okay.
So I was watching it last night. They're over, he's living with her mom and dad. They're at dinner with their mom and dad's friends. And he goes, what do you think, Piggy? And the friend's mom's friend goes, what did you just call her? He goes, Piggy. She's Piggy. And he grabs her belly and he goes, Piggy. And the dad was like, and he says, I'm going to have a talk with him about, I don't want him saying Piggy to my daughter anymore because it's not going to help her. But she takes it. She's like, you know, she doesn't like being called Piggy.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But what
especially
if he
grabbing her belly like that? Like,
what if he called her Portly?
No.
No.
Like, no. Well, she's
either
thick.
Way.
She's thick. Is that a bad thing? Thick?
No, thick is fine.
Thick is the same thing, Hannah.
No, it's
no,
not.
It's not.
No,
it's
it is
chubby.
Not.
It's
it is
the
no,
chubby.
It is
no,
not.
It's There's not.
Thick
thing,
is chubby.
No, God. Slim thick is like totally
no.
different.
Okay.
Yes.
She's not slim thick, she's thick.
Brad, you need to look up you need to know
how many
what?
C's are at the end of that thick.
Okay, she's plump.
Brad, no.
Is plump bad?
Brad, you need to look up the word connotation and figure out what that means before you start saying all these words.
I'm glad we have a Hannah here. Plump is bad.
No, yes.
Stop.
You don't. Why are you even talking to a woman in this way? What if women only came up to you like, hey, short stuff, what would you think about that?
Why do you got to go to my height?
Why do you have to go to the height?
Exactly, yes.
I'm not calling you plump.
What's up,
what if his nickname for her was Plumpy?
No.
No. Come here, Plumpy. I'm going to call you Shorty then. What's up? I guarantee you my man calls me something like that, I'm going to pick on something he's self-conscious about and come up with a nickname.
She goes, I guarantee you my man's calling me something like that.
Yeah, piggy, piggy, piggy.
Look, Kristen can call me Shawty.
That's different. Shawty. That, like, Shawty and thick are fine. Those are probably the only two that are fine.
Why is thick fine?
Short king is a maybe, but
she's thick. That means she got weight.
That means she's got back.
Thick girls like to be called that. Oh, thick girls like to be called thick, not floofy or fluffy.
Floofy.
Or plump.
I like floofy. Or Plumpy.
No. All right.
My nickname was Plumpy.
What movie are we talking about again? I forgot.
He calls you Plumpy, you call him Stumpy.
Oh my gosh. She's already called me short stuff, so I mean, which is, you know, bringing back my high school days of this movie.
Right. Yeah. Something about this, but we were doing a movie or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
people have been waiting for a Mean Girls 2 retrospective podcast, okay. And we need to do it.
All right. They were called the Plastics. But they never really alluded to, like, plastic surgery or anything.
No, they're just fake.
They're fake. That's what they mean, Roger.
Listen to Brad talking to me like he's in the know with the teenage girls in high school.
Oh, my gosh. I'm definitely, I would only be in the know if I was a high school teacher.
Here comes Brad coming down the hallway. Hey, girls.
You almost did it.
Yeah. Hey, girls. What's happening?
Oh, jeez.
I think you wouldn't have a Kristen at home. You'd have a Chris at home.
Yeah, C-H-R-I-S. I just like the nickname Plumpy. Oh.
No.
Oh, man.
So we're back to this movie.
So is Vespa motor scooter, is that something that's cool?
It's funny you wrote that down. I wrote that same question down, Roger.
Haven't you seen Luca? The Disney? No, y'all probably haven't seen that. I hang out with children all day. Vespas are cool. They're vintage. So, you know.
Okay, if they're cool, but what would you think if a guy showed up to pick you up for a date on a Vespa?
First of all, if he was going to do that, I would want a heads up because that affects wardrobe.
Right.
What should you not wear on a Vespa?
A dress or a skirt? Anything now that we know the difference.
Anything that might get caught in the wheels.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna need to make sure that my hairstyle is fitting for a helmet.
The dress gets caught in the wheels.
And sunglasses, then you keep the bugs going into the eyes, you know?
Yeah, probably not big bell bottoms. Those could get stuck in the wheels, too. Yeah. That happened on my bike.
Mm. Have you, okay, Gary, have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
Ridden a motorcycle? Yes. Yeah.
I've ridden on one, but I've ridden behind somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was a dude.
Yep.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
How uncool it was.
Yeah, it's definitely uncool.
It's not great. But I mean, I don't know how to say this, but it sounded weird. Like my uncle, like, was in a motorcycle, so I've been on the back of a motorcycle when I was a kid, when I was younger.
That's a little different than being a full grown man.
I had to make sure I prefaced everything with, like, yeah, I had to make sure I said something.
First Lady Hannah, if you have to choose between Roger, me, or Gary to drive a motorcycle where you ride passenger, who are you choosing? She's weighing it out in her brain.
Which
right
is
now
the least creepiest answer I can give?
No, it's not creepy. You need us to take you somewhere.
And we all have motorcycles?
Honestly, I think I'd rather just figure it out.
No, you got to choose one of us. We're a motorcycle. You got to pick one of our motorcycles.
Yeah, we're a motorcycle gang. You got to ride with one of us.
Okay, while you think of that, can I ask?
We're like wild hogs.
Would is it less? Is it weirder? Would you ride in a sidecar if you had to? Like
100%.
Would you rather sidecar than like ride behind another guy or anything?
Yes,
right?
But I feel like if you're in a sidecar and there's a wreck, you're immediately dead.
I think being in a sidecar would be scary.
The Barney and the sidecar episode of Andy Griffith is hilarious. But I do feel like the sidecar would mean immediate death if you have a wreck.
I don't feel like that's much different than just being on the motorcycle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Motorcycles don't have, like, seatbelts.
Who are you choosing? Anything, we're the motorcycle gang. We're the movie torture Hell's Angels.
Brad, I'm going to be honest.
Are we actually?
You're not it.
I'm not. You would. I was thinking you would choose me.
Why?
I'd be worried about his legs not being.
First of all, yeah, I want someone who's tall.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, every time Brad have stopped,
you I know, want someone who is bigger than me to be. Yes.
But if you choose Gary, he can't remember where he's going.
No, but
and so now I'm thinking like
you got to choose Roger.
Yeah, the creepiest old guy.
I would probably trust him the most to drive a motorcycle without killing us.
Oh. That's fair.
I have a perfect motorcycle driving record.
It would have to be one of those ones with three or four wheels on it for me to.
But again, if it came down to it, I would just figure it out on my own.
You'd rather walk. Yeah. I think it's sad. She said she's moved schools 2 times a year for 8 years. That's 16 schools in 8 years. Think about that. How is that even possible?
I mean, we kind of did that growing up because we moved so much, but we just took our school with us.
That's what I'm saying.
But we still moved all the time. We moved 25 times by the time we got to North Carolina.
Gosh, that is a lot. So you basically lived her life.
Mm-hmm.
You were a plastic.
No, she didn't start out plastic, and moving doesn't make you plastic.
Who was the most popular girl in your school?
Me.
She didn't have any sisters, remember?
Yeah, I know. That's why I said
Caleb.
Abby is loaded rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
I envision Abby's dad, who is a infomercial man.
Mm-hmm.
He's somehow akin to the cardboard box guy from Jingle All the Way too. Like, he is loaded, and his house is amazing. Why are there not more guys lining up to date Abby?
Because what's-her-name's kind of ruined her.
Yeah, they've ruined her, and she doesn't really have the looks of the other girls.
She is not ugly, though.
She's not ugly, but the other girls, like, get all dressed up and everything, and she's not like that.
But who cares? She lives in a mansion with a gate.
She was ruined.
The gate makes it.
Not just a mansion, but one with the gate.
makes it really good.
And she wasn't super outgoing either in any part of this movie.
It's not believable. They had to know at this school how rich she was. Like, I can't imagine producer Gary would not have angled for Abby at one point if he went to the school.
Would you go for a girl just because she has money if you were not attracted to her?
No, Gary? Money means nothing to producer Gary.
No. No.
It should start meaning something now, though, because he's got dates.
Would you... Brad?
100%.
Would you, Roger?
No.
No.
See, yeah.
I would
like to believe that there were at least some decent dudes in that school who wouldn't go after a girl just because she has money.
It's not just the money. She wasn't an ugly girl. Like, she was an attractive girl.
But
the
there were more just... attractive girls with more attractive but personality.
Here's Brad's rating system. Cause the richer she is, the less pretty she can be. But, you know, if some money goes down, the looks have to go way up, so.
Yeah. That's why I married a woman who's big into the Campbell's soup dynasty.
What?
Yeah, exactly. My father-in-law worked at Campbell's for 40 years almost, so that's the...
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
If we'd have known that, we might have found that funny.
Well, nobody knew that but me, so... But it was funny watching your faces go, what? I don't understand this. What kind of car did you drive in high school? Because that was a sick car that they borrowed.
I drove my parents' Honda Odyssey.
Oh, my gosh.
I had about 5 different cars by the time I graduated high school. Because my dad bought cars left and right and repair. And, like, I started with a Catalina, then with a Buick Phoenix. Then a Buick Riviera, which was my mom's before that. And then finally ended up with a Ford Ranger truck. So that was my favorite.
I'm looking up a Buick Phoenix right now.
A Pontiac Phoenix. Just one of the two.
Is a Pontiac Phoenix?
Pontiac Phoenix, yeah.
Okay, let me see. Pontiac.
I didn't get my first car till I was out of high. Well, I didn't get my license till I was out of high
school. Dude, that's a sick ride.
It was decent for them. I mean, again, I didn't have to pay anything. So.
And you had your long red hair?
Yeah, my long red flowing red hair.
Cruising. You must have been beating the chicks away in that Pontiac Phoenix.
I don't know about that.
He said no comment.
Don't worry. She doesn't listen, Roger. It doesn't matter.
Still no comment.
Yeah.
I would like to have a Pontiac Phoenix today, though. I think that'd be a cool car on the road. I also want to say that these plastics are kind of like Jigsaw. They are torturous to this girl. I mean, the things they did. Okay, the Vespa scene alone where they glued the Vespa to her. And she couldn't get
on.
That was funny.
But after that, it went downhill.
Is it realistic that you could drive your Vespa into the school? Into the bathroom.
Oh, I don't know.
She literally had it in the bathroom.
You never been to school.
What's school look like?
Yeah, you know what? A school is a building where kids come together. Yeah. There's a principal. There's a vice principal.
What's a principal?
Yeah, that was your dad. Riding a Vespa in a school.
You could find a way with all the ramps and stuff they have.
I feel like you would be suspended for a year.
Well, this is fantasy land, so.
This is mean.
She didn't get suspended until it was convenient to the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did she get what did she get suspended for again?
Stealing the money.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the girl takes all the money. The bad girl plants it in the building at her dad's house, which, again, how does she have access to that building?
The boyfriend went in through the window.
Oh, well.
Or out through the window, one of the two. I think he went in through the window.
All in all, it was they suspend her, but we know she didn't steal the moolah. She's her best friend is rich. Why would she need this?
Why are you so confident she can depend on her best friend for money?
Yeah. Then there's that nerdy guy liking the best friend, right?
Oh yeah, they were cute. I liked that.
They were the best couple in the movie.
Yeah.
But all in all, this movie is a waste of time, right?
Yeah.
It's so hard to even talk about this movie because there's nothing that happens in this movie.
It's the same plot as any others, you know.
The barf scene was funny. We do get barfing back on movie torture at the party.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right. The boyfriend, chunked on her.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but other than that, there's really not much more to say about this movie, in my opinion. It was Mean Girls 2 without any of the Mean Girls.
Yeah.
A lesser version. It's a lesser version. Roger, do you have any reviews on this movie?
Yeah. All right. Mean Girls 2 received negative reviews from critics. Left and right. Entertainment Weekly said it was a thinly veiled, low-budget remake of the 2004 hit with which it shares a name. Another guy gave the film a D-plus grade and wrote that whatever problems I had with the 2004 feature aren't even an issue here, as the new film offers a decidedly more pedestrian take on the clique warfare concept, trading Faye's sly ambitions for cruel DTV routine. DTV.
What is DTV?
I don't know. Anybody know what DTV is? And then another one said it was mildly amusing. Sequel follows the same Be Yourself storyline.
Oh, digital television is what that stands for?
Yeah, digital television. Okay, well, we're...
That makes sense. I will say this, that the film was the most watched television movie of the week among viewers ages 12 to 34 with 2 million viewers in that age group, 3.4 million overall. It attracted a strong female audience, 1.6 million.
Shocker.
I feel like if I told my wife back in 2011 I'm about to tune in to Mean Girls 2, she would be a little worried.
Yeah.
But you went and watched it. So
I went and watched Mean Girls.
Still, so you basically watched the same thing, just different actors.
I don't know. There's, you know, there's. I have some reviews here from Amazon. RD. RD. I love the names on Amazon reviews. Thoroughly enjoyable. And this is from November 24, 2022. So this lady is watching Mean Girls 2 in 2022. Mean girls often grow up to be mean women.
I've run into, profound.
I've run into a few in my adult life. Fortunately, I've found friends that are self-professed former mean girls. Self-professed former mean girls. But are exceptions to the rule. What did that have to do
with? She just needs a friend. She needs a therapist. And she needs someone to talk to about her problems.
Yeah.
She didn't have anyone, so she did it online.
Yeah. This is Butterfly Minx 64. I don't know what that means. Fun movie that is sure to entertain. This is a great movie which will cause a lot of laughter. Although similar to the first, it's identical. It's a lot different as well, and I believe actually better than the first movie.
Let's repeat that again, that last sentence where she says it's
similar to the first. It is a lot different as well. How is that even possible, Butterfly Minx?
It's a lot like the first one, but it's not.
Yeah, I believe it's better than the first movie. I enjoyed how Joe, the main character, was able to be herself for the most part. I like how she sticks up for herself and is more of a positive influence.
She literally was not herself for half the movie. Yeah.
And the last one is M. Mallory or Malore Ray. Good movie for preteens. This was written in 2022 also. I watched with my granddaughter and she really picked up on the difference roles. Within a group of teens and the various reasons some teens act the way they do. Hmm. So you're getting like after school special with Mean Girls 2. I'm going to sit this down with my daughter one day and say, look, this is the difference of preteens.
y'all pregnant?
I
don't have a daughter.
I'm trying to imagine Brad with a daughter.
Oh, she would be like her dad. She'd come around talking about taking dumps and stuff. That would be her move.
I can't imagine.
She would be Max with long hair.
All right.
Nah.
Anyway.
Question I thought of while I was, we've been talking about this movie. Movie Torture Dad, did it? Any point did you have to pay somebody to hang out with Brad?
Gosh.
Just a question.
He said there's not enough money in the world that I could have offered.
He's been hanging out with my buddy. He needs a real friend. What do you say? I got 25 cents.
You know, the church actually gave me a raise when they found out I was Brad's friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to make sure. Me and Matt.
The church pays me to hang out with you.
No, it's in my check. It's like Brad's friend payment.
Oh, my gosh. I tell my wife all the time I love her as long as the check's clear. I've made that joke ever since we've been married.
That's not nice.
I'm like, as long as your parents keep paying me, I'll love you till the day I die. And now both of them are out of work. They're retired. And I'm like, hey, the money's stopping, so we need to figure something out. I told them that they came to visit, and I told them at the dinner table, we got to figure this out. My wife thought it was hilarious.
You know, while we were sitting in the stands that night that they were there, we were watching the basketball game,
mm-hmm.
I almost leaned over and asked if they were ready for another remake of the movie.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, 50 Shades
of Grey. Oh, my gosh, I'm glad you didn't. I would probably got, weird looks from them.
That would have been funny, though.
What if they were watching 50 Shades of Grey like we did back in cable days, like, just trying to watch it, and it was like blur.
Yeah.
Hannah doesn't know those days, so.
No, not really.
Yeah, she doesn't know those days. Anyway, where would producer Gary be in this movie before we close it?
The photographer kid.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'd like to imagine him as the
kid,
neighbor.
Tonight he'd be the kid sleeping in class.
Yeah, because he keeps yawning. What about the neighbor? He could be the neighbor across the road going, I got cameras. I'm watching. just to let the guy know. But what the guy doesn't know is his cameras are zoomed into his daughter's rooms.
Why am I a pervert?
That's creepy.
No, stop making me a pervert. Stop making me a weirdo, Brad. Jeez.
He's not a weirdo, listeners.
But I'm waiting on a but because he's coming up with one.
There's no but. Hey, first thing, movie torture, Hannah. Movie torture, movie gold.
I think it was a bronze. It wasn't that. It's not the worst that I've seen. I have a show. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Did you just stroke out on the podcast? She's like,
ching, ching, chong, ching, ching.
I have a kasura.
Hannah's been taking a little bit of Cialis, and she's not feeling well.
I don't remember what I was saying.
You gave it a bra.
I have seen this twice now. I didn't realize I had seen it one time already. Otherwise, I probably would not have watched it again. I don't know that I would watch it again, but I don't think it's torture.
I predict you will end up watching this again sometime, and you're going to be that grandma.
I will never sit down and just be like, oh, I want to watch Mean Girls too.
Who are those people that do that?
Oh.
If you could choose Mean Girls 2 or Mean Girls, I would go Mean Girls
every time. The classic, yeah.
That's a funny movie.
Yeah.
Her sidekick friends were hilarious.
But Mean Girls 2 is nowhere near Cursed or Boys and Girls or any of those. So it's not torture to me.
Wait.
I laughed
at Hannah. What? This is way worse than Boys and Girls.
No, I could not stand that movie.
This is way worse than Ghostbusters.
I don't think so.
Roger.
This was bad. This was really bad.
Movie torture, movie gold.
Oh, it was torture.
It's a repeat, but the first one was good, so it would make sense that the repeat is somewhat good.
I didn't see the first one.
Oh.
Yeah, well then
Jordan, have you seen the first one? Yeah.
See? Yeah. It's good.
So
movie torture producer goes, okay, we're gonna make Mean Girls again. Minus the stars. Let's go to D-list stars on Disney and we'll cast them. Can we get Tim Meadows, the ladies man in here? We'll get him on here. He'll do it. We got $85.
$85 in 20 days.
In 20 days, Timmy. 20 days, Timmy. I bet he calls him Timmy. Timmy! Timmy! Okay, this was for me, hardcore movie torture. It was one of, I would say, in the top 6 worst movies we watched on this podcast. Maybe because it's a teeny bopper movie, and it's for teen girls, preteens, and I haven't been a preteen in 30-something years.
You've never been a preteen girl.
Yeah.
Who keeps picking these movies out then?
I don't know.
None of us have been preteens in a while.
Hannah was a preteen girl.
At one time,
yeah.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Maybe but I need to start watching these at home sitting on my couch because I typically watch while I'm doing something.
Or while you drive.
Yes, I watched this one while I was driving here today. And so I'm not sitting there holding
the phone.
For those
of you driving north on 85 this afternoon.
No, it's actually better. If I'm falling asleep, it is better for me to put a movie on. I can promise you. Otherwise, I will fall asleep at the wheel.
Well, now you have Cialis, so you can take Cialis and make it through any bad movie.
I've been waiting for you just to mess that up once.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Anyway, for producer Gary, for First Lady Movie Torture Hannah, for Roger, my good friend, we'll see you next time. My name's Brad. We'll see you next time on... Wait. Before we end, you can follow us on Movie Torture Pod on Instagram. Email the show if you want to email us. MovieTorturePod@gmail.com. Like and subscribe on iTunes.
And what's our website?
Oh my gosh, don't even go. I don't want to go there right now. It's embarrassing. But leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify and make sure it's not mean. We don't like mean girl reviews. Mm-hmm. Don't be a plastic. Leave us something good. We'll see you next time, next week on Movie Torture.